Welcome to Self-Care for Healthcare for the Homeless Providers, a podcast mini-series created by the National Healthcare for the Homeless Council to promote wellness and self-care for HCH providers. This series is supported through a national cooperative agreement with the Health Resources and Services Administration. Please visit our website at nhchc.org to find out more about our work or to become a member.
This podcast was produced by Mark Potter for the National Healthcare for the Homeless Council. Through this guided meditation, you will experience a basic calming meditation as well as one designed to give a sense of inner abundance and a renewed capacity for compassion. Your work is sacred, holy, and yet, as Rachel Remen says, we can no more be present with the suffering of others and not be affected by it than walk through water without getting wet. We must find ways of calming ourselves amid others' chaos and restoring the natural generosity of our hearts. Meditation can be part of the solution. We acknowledge the need to exercise and train our bodies, but often neglect the need for training our hearts and minds. We often assume that compassion is a gift that some have and others do not, when it is actually a skill that can be developed, refined, and strengthened to a degree that has no limit. The exercises presented here are only a beginning. There are many recorded meditation resources out there, including those of Jack Kornfield, Sharon Salzberg, Jon Kabat-Zinn, and Thich Nhat Hanh, to name but a few. I would encourage you to explore some of these as well. So let's try a basic calming meditation. With practice, you can learn to do this in a meeting, waiting in line, before seeing a patient or client, or at the end of your workday. For now, sit as comfortably as you can in your chair. Let yourself sit in a beautiful and relaxed fashion, upright yet relaxed with a quiet dignity. Gently allow your eyes to close, or if this doesn't feel safe, open them a little. Remember, this is your meditation, no one else's. Do what feels safe, showing compassion and gentleness toward yourself. Now allow a soft smile to rest upon your face. Smiling relaxes so many muscles in our face. A gentle smile is a good thing. As you sit, feel the sensations of your body. Are there areas of hardness, softness, cold, or heat? Allow your attention to fall upon your breath, wherever you most easily feel it. Can you feel a coolness or tingling at your nostril, or air passing in the back of your throat? Can you feel the rise and fall of your chest or your abdomen? Focus on the area where you can most easily follow your breath. Try to feel it. If it helps, you can very lightly note in and out. Let's do this for a while. There's no need to control the rhythm. The breath will breathe itself and eventually fall into a comfortable rhythm. When a thought draws your concentration away from your breath, as it will, just gently note it. And return your attention to your breath. Gently and compassionately bring your attention back to your breath over and over and over. No matter how many times your mind strays, just return to your breath. When drawn away, you may want to lightly name it. Thinking, desire, planning, pain, memory, but then, having noted it, return to your breath. Try not to judge any thoughts or yourself, Just return to your breath over and over again. In and out. In and out. If you wish, you can pause playback at this point and practice on your own for as long as you wish. That's the basic practice. With time and practice, concentration really does improve. With practice, your mind will have periods of stillness. And remember, the point is to begin again, over and over, back to your breath, as soon as you realize that your mind has strayed. This next practice has ancient roots. It is designed to cultivate a sense of gratitude and inner wealth. When we reflect on the kindness we have been shown in the past, our hearts become full, so full that we can afford to recklessly slop compassion on all those we meet. This practice uses guided imagery. At each point in the exercise, please try to really visualize the ideas presented. Try to picture specific people and moments from your own life while still following your breath. So, allow your attention to fall upon your heart center and imagine breathing in and out through your heart. Remember some specific instances of kindness you have been shown. Recall grandparents, aunts, uncles, other relatives and friends who have been supportive, generous, and kind to you. Now think about teachers, mentors, all those who taught you to read and write, those who inspired you to pursue your field, all those who have prepared you to be the person you are with the skills necessary to help others. Imagine now the first year of your life. Imagine all the kindnesses your caregivers showed you. Imagine their sacrifices. Think of all the sleepless nights feeding you and changing you, the hundreds of bottles and diapers. Picture your own mother gently holding you. If this is a challenging image, imagine a grandmother or favorite auntie, or Mother Mary, or Kuan Yin, or even Mother Earth. But imagine her holding you. Picture her holding you, caring for you, returning your smile. Imagine your heart filled to the bursting with this love and light, filling your heart. Now imagine your own heart bursting open with this love, a radiant light shining in all directions toward all beings, transforming their suffering and bringing them happiness. Imagine this light going out in all directions. Recall that so many, including yourself, have given so much so that you can be present here today. You bring all that love and power with you as you help those around you here in the present moment. Thank you.